No, it's working. What?
What is wrong with this thing?
Damn it.
God. Damn it. I can't say damn it, can I? It's Friday. It's fine. It's voice meter. I don't know. It's not voice meter. It's Windows. Windows does this weird thing with my audio. Now it's working. Before it's not working. Now it's working. And the music's not working. Now it's working. It's odd. It's like one of those weird thing. Like you unplug your USB and plug it back in, and like confused. Windows like, which USB is it? It's the same one I plugged it in before. I think it's number 4. No, it's number 2. I put it in. It's always been number 2. We're gonna switch it to. You hear me, Windows? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, Windows? Okay, I changed the volume a little bit. No, it's okay. I'm listening to Smashing Pumpkins. I think it's the first album, right? Sammy Dream. Like the official like LP. I haven't listened to this. God knows when. Well, I had an alternative band that sort of didn't go nowhere. But hey. Hey. That's how it is. Okay. So here we go. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. It sound like Asian guy. No. What do we have? Do it. I was thinking about that. I know it's a little early, but I was thinking, no. This one scene in Full Metal Jacket with the girl, no, the cool lady, whatever. Call lady, the lady of the streets, comes and hangs out. And what she say? The two main guys. Do you guys parlay? She's trying to say party. Parlay. No, I thought of something. No, if I was like a bookworm or something, somebody say some hot babe come out. Like, what the hell was that? First, B, she comes over and says, "Do you want a parlay?" Like, parlay? Wait. You mean you guys wanna cease fire or something? No, like parlaying, ceasefire. Which is hang out for a little bit, negotiate a little bit, then maybe we'll go back shooting each other. Is that what you want? Like, oh my god. Let me call my superior. Yeah, the nerdy thing. I'm saying. Let me see if I can get parlay. Par, parlay with AY. Parlay. The parlay. No, it's not there. Parlay. I forgot how to pronounce it. Parlay. Conference. When the one between enemies overturns of truth and other matters. There you go. Do you want a parlay? Oh, you get one. Truth? Let me come in general. Yeah, I mean, if it was a bookworm, nerdy guy. Or like a straight up guy. Like, I got a wife already. What do I need that for? Like one of those. Dude, you guys parlay? It's funny, like that whole thing. Just like she was flipping. I think she had G-string on, but flip her butt showing. Bit that's very obvious. Well, it's obvious somebody looks like that, and everybody else is wearing traditional gowns, like all the other girls. They're not looking at anybody, just looking down the walk to the wherever place they're supposed to go. Then you get that, just like, whoa. Rick, red tank and leather, probably pleather mini skirt. Like, yeah, that kind of obvious for it, you know. But guys, it's like, yeah, that's pretty obvious, man. Yeah, unbelievable. Oh, the languages we speak could be interpreted so many ways. Could interpret like it's this, but you know, this is the thing with where you grow up in Taiwan. If you grew up there, had to go to private school or just regular school, they beat the crap out of you with the syllables, with the pronunciation, with the words, this alphabet system. But instead of like US is really complex, it kind of, if you understand it, then it kind of gives you the heads up what this word pronunciation is like. Then you got the actual kanji words. You write it down. So it's two different ones. The pronunciation is pretty much similar to Japanese. Their lettering. Even though Japanese will put kanji in there, but mostly that's what it is. And yeah, so you had to beat the crap out of it. So because if you pronounce a word just slightly different, in Mandarin, you would be something else, totally. Like what people say, you know, when they meet, it's like, I know Chinese, okay. It's like, what's Mandarin? You want to call it Chinese, but there's different dialects. Right? This is Mandarin dialect. What is it? What do you know? Shishi. No, but like, you know what that means? You know, you pronounce it wrong, you gotta do it this way. Because you just told me to go pee. Like, nope. Got it completely wrong, buddy. And I had to teach them, like, no, like, say that word, that's really, thank you, right? Say, how do you pronounce yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Yay. Right. Yay. Y-A-Y. Yay. Yay. Just say yay. Yay. Then put S-H in front of that. Yeah. Shit. But don't go eh. So almost like SHAH. Oh, there you go. Got it, man. All right, homeboy. Got it. Now I'll talk like one. God, I just did this as a joke. Have you seen those movies? They always have an Asian guy play that part and just say the weird stuff. I'm trying to be a brother. And be like cool, but they pronounce it completely incorrect. But then you meet the actor or the person, they were born here, they were raised here, and they pronounce it perfectly. It's like, oh, the director told me to. I was like, oh, God, what do you guys do that for? Now I'm getting made fun of because you guys did that way, man. What is up with you guys? What is up? Thanks a lot. Yeah. It's like, yo, man. Come on. What's the other one? So many words. What's up, bro? Right. But they would pronounce it, they would say those things in the Asian way. It's like, oh, jeez. Yeah, anyway, just languages. Even, like, I think I was taught something in Latin, and I pronounced it wrong, and everybody's like, whoa, don't say that. It's like, what? It's a dirty word. It's like, oh, okay. Whoa, it's hardly pronounced correctly. It's like, it's this. I was like, oh, got it. I don't remember what the word was. It helps if you know how to sing. I was taught very young how to sing, so it helps with the languages, pronunciations. And you do that. Mouth exercise. I go, you can talk, Arthur. I got worse than a lockjaw, but like, why? Like, smiling. Generally, he's smiling with that teeth down. That helps with the pronunciation, this exercise. Yeah, it's good. It's all good. Yeah. But I'm sure in the future we're gonna have this like a combat like Star Trek, just like translate anything. Hopefully it's not a chip they're gonna put inside of you, but it'll be like a little device. Like, oh, I know what you mean. Kanye West. What's up with Kanye West? I'm looking at the teasing. What's up? Kanye West with that mask thing. Black, completely black. Any drones or something? Drones? Are you drones? They trying to promote robots? I don't know what that means. I don't know what it does means. Anyway. Everybody's talking about this. I think I talked about Monday. Is it Monday or Wednesday? 170 kilometer is US, right? Kilometer. I like kilometer. Now what, it's like I said with the pronunciation, so I love the way, I don't know if British do that, but I love the way Australian do it with the aluminium, like that makes sense. What we have here is aluminum. Oh, man. Aluminium. I totally take the words. Oh, okay. Just like kilometers. Kilometer. So everybody's talking about the Saudi Arabia 170 kilometer skyscraper houses. Yeah, I thought about that like a little bit. Everybody's talking about saying no. And I think I was watching Lou later, and he said it perfectly. What I thought about it. It's like, what happens if a bird hit the mirror? Well, like, yeah, donk, right? Now, this thing is very hot up there. What happened if the airplane flew by? If the radar went off and he didn't have a flight plan, and just like, what is this? It looks like more land. It hits it, dunk. It's gonna break, right? How are you gonna fix that? How are you gonna? I mean, this thing is like a mirror. Like, what do you use? Is it actual mirror? Actual glass? Or is it something else? So it just. But if you want to build some city or somewhere where everybody lives, and you want to just lock them down, they can't go nowhere. You cannot go outside at all. You just stay here, have fun, and stay in here. That is it. That's your life. You never get out. Cannot travel to another country. You're here. You're ours. What happens? That came true. Like, holy cow, man. What a way to control people in the city. And they're doing that now. Of course they do. Just look at Shanghai. The lockdowns. They're still locking down. They're locking down more. We're coming back. It's like, oh, you're going to wear a mask indoors. Oh. Like, nobody's listening. So, and the ones that are listening, they start freaking out now. Because they don't know. But they just find out, like, there's something wrong. It's not right. Yeah, I know. We know. You have to wait till they completely just went, can't freak it out. It's like, why? Then you explain to them. We have some that are at that point, but most of them are not. And these are the ones we call normies. For us who follow the science and stuff. Follow the true science, not the ones they show on TV. True science. But it's like those of us know. Can't say. We can figure it out. We figured it out a long time ago. So just now, just preventive stuff we're doing. And wait. And one day, the normies will turn around and be like, hey, want to know exactly what happened here? Whether it's late, too late, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going to happen. No, if you got jabbed, I feel sorry for people who got jabbed because. But then again, we don't know, like, which ones are placebo, which injections are your placebo, which ones are full of toxins, right? So I do feel bad anyway, because first they got scared, and they got caught, being scared. It's like, oh my God, I gotta. Then there's the ones like, I have to because they make me. Otherwise, I cannot do this thing, do that thing. And the cost of freedom or movement. I feel bad for them. And I feel the ones just like, oh my God, I'm scared. So I'm going to get it. Then I'm going to convince everybody else to get it. Oops. Right. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, oops. But build a big city like that, you control. Do you ever seen those mega cities that certain country built, or like little cities they build, and it's like, we're gonna abandon them? It's all over China and all that stuff. No, I've seen one in Russia, I've seen one in Germany. They talk about it. England, there's a couple. There's one in the US. The whole town just disappeared. You know, like, holy cow. They're expecting, oh, people are going to move here. Like, but for some reason, they abandoned. Yes, abandoned malls, US. So there, I mean, it's everywhere. But I think the thing was that they were hoping to get a whole bunch of people, and they just stay there. And they will find a way to control it, so that you have to stay here. There's an incentive, you know. But I think what happened was, I realized that a long time ago. So I started it doing the remote working a long time ago. Then I think when the lockdown came, people realized, like, I don't have to be in an office, and I can do my thing and do my work. And some people actually don't do that. But if you're honest, do your work, but not slave to the desk. Like, you do it on your own time and do this thing, do that thing, then it was okay. Then, like, wow, right? Like, this is better than going to the office, right? And people start feeling that way. Like, why do I need to live in a city anymore? So it's kind of like the whole, because even though it's terrible, it's a pandemic, but it's changing our perception of workplace. Everybody's going out, back out to the woods again. Hey, I'm an engineer for this, whatever, but you know, I got plenty of time. I can probably farm. So maybe farming is coming back. Personal farming stuff. I'm farming herbs, so hey. That's great. Hey, I like it. Let's see. Just like scrolling stuff. Will Smith apologized to Chris Rock 4 months after slap. I think, whatever. Let me see. Vegas flood. Why is Vegas flood? Is it because they pump all the water from Lake Mead and into Vegas, and they cannot contain it? Why? Lollapalooza. What's with these new singers wearing these crazy outfits? Krong. Well, at least Metallica's there. Where are they playing? Chicago. I guess that's the only way Chicago would get some money back. Otherwise, when the whole event goes out, there's going to be like shootings again. Maybe. I don't know. It's a madness, man. But then again, I'm thinking, did the other side do this purposely so that you will swing everybody else to? You guys go ahead and ruin your city. We'll sit back. Wait till September, November. We come back with a vengeance. So we can just let it go. Let you guys go. Turn the whole society against all of you. Could it be that way? I don't know. Maybe. Good thing? I don't know. No, it's at a cost, but it's... I don't know. Some people say it's calculated, but... Jon Stewart drops F-bomb. Oh, I have to see that. So what, Jon? I was thinking about that. No, when I do this chat, I try not to cuss. So. But when I'm around my friends, I do. A little bit, not as much. Yeah. New Jersey councilwoman caught in video slamming Uber Eats cyclist and drives away. Oh my god! I hit somebody! Oh. Did she drive away or she's like, oh my god, I gotta find a parking spot, come back. I didn't run. Where the this new Jersey City? Yeah. Holy cow! Well, people panic. Some people have something like, "Oh my god!" I did that once with a little Bambi. Came out of nowhere. Like what? Like, oh no. It's like, dude, go back. Like, why? It's like, oh, we can bring it home and cook it. And I'm like, no. And I drove away. Didn't call anything. Just like, car was okay. It's got a tiny little dent and I took a hammer and went dun, 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 and fix it. Anything else on there? What's going on with this nakedness stuff? Sex symbols. Sex symbols been around forever. Look at the nose art of World War II bombers and airplanes. It's been around. But it gotten to the point now, just like a little out of hand. But just tiny bit, yes. Just a tiny bit. Okay. I don't know what else is there. Friday is boring. The only thing exciting is Smashing Pumpkins we're listening to. In mute. That's it. And everybody's talking about Asus Zenfone. Like, yeah, whatever. Put. Damn. Why is everybody is trying to, I get email of this, I get ads of this. Dude, you need a pizza oven. Your portable pizza oven. So why? Make your own pizzas. No. Want to go to pizzeria. Only reason to go pizzeria. Well, we got a pizza. Got a pizza place. Get pizza over there. No, you need to go on this Oni thing. Like, no. Why? I'm not gonna, I just need a slice, not a whole pie. Weird. It's almost like they overly produced it, so they're pushing it. I have a feeling that's what it is. They overly produced it. Oh, everybody would love one of these. And it's like, oh, man, we're not selling these. Gonna push it. Gonna push all this stuff. Wow, somebody took a Hummer and made it a camper. Like, it looks like a tank. Just buy a camper. But we need rockiness. We need box. Look, we need a tank. Wonder if some army somewhere is like, hey, we can do that with Hummers. And there's a surplus of them because the US troop left them here. Let's build that exactly like that and put a big turret on top or opening or something. And with RGP missiles, like you can stick your head out and go. Oh my god, that's San Francisco. Oh my god, oh my god. How would Boston people do it with the lockjaw? Oh my god, oh my god. Wow. So this the company. Company makes it, it's called the Wolf Rigs. Oh, what else they make? Holy cow, has a lot of little things here and there. It's the tactical thing, it's the tactical camper. Inside looks nice. Like, I have to say, it's like made of nice wooden panels, nice little sleeping area, kitchen, something. There a bathroom. See no bathroom. Here's the bathroom. Wow. Holy cow. Nice. It looks hefty. Yeah, I like the Amazon delivery truck thing. It's at least a little bit rounder. So just like, yeah, okay, I can go out with that. Or you just know you get the Jeep. Or even G Wagon, if you get one of those cheap used one. Put a camper on top. Pull one of those things, just you can erect it. he can climb up with the ladder. That'd be nice. Where do you go shower? You can go some lake, some river, something. You don't mind the being naked outside. Or you can go gym. Go find a gym. Join up in the gym. Like, around the area, you know, where you're going. They have one of those, like, yeah, I mean, can't use your shower. While you join the gym, you just walk in. You want to do your exercise, you can do. Just ride your bike a little bit. Like, okay, for like 5 minutes. Like, oh, I'm sweating. Oh, I gotta get the sweat off. I just walk. Walk to wherever. Shower stall. And just, psst, that's it. That's what you need. That's what you can do. That's what you can do. What you can do. You can do. Just wait around. But I'm just thinking, oh man. Well, you know what? It's, if something's there, somebody's gonna make it. Just like this, the mirror skyscraper was like, was 100 miles? 170 kilometer. If the land's there, somebody's gonna build it. Just like the thing was, like, Kanye West, easy Gap collection, it was all black with that mask thing, it was like with the weird raining boots. It's all black. Somebody's gonna do it. If it's there, somebody's gonna do it. If the material's there, somebody's gonna do it. Find a way. It says, just like, if you're hungry, there's a plate of something middle of the table. There's nobody around. You're gonna be like, yo, get one of these. Right? And somebody comes like, oh, oops, sorry, I took a bite. Oh no, this is for everybody. Oh, thank you. I don't know. Crypto's doing very well today, though. Well, it's back to where it was several days ago. Pew, pew, pew. Mom who sent kids to women's illegal daycare shop. Oh. Cancel culture jail. There's a cancel culture jail. Really? Oh, this person, Leah something, Leah Michelle. Cancel on Glee. I never watched that show anyway, but I mean, solidarity with Black Lives Matters. Oh, here's the thing with the solidarity. Be careful with that word. Are you sure about that? With family? Okay, family name, your solidarity with my family, but there comes a time. God, my family name is tainted. You're not solidarity with it anymore. At the moment, yes, you are, but it's like a weird thing, you know, saying that I'm this. Are you sure about that? Yes. And then later on in your life, it's like, are you sure you're still that? It's like, I'm not, I don't know. So you gotta be, and that's like one of the keys they want the bad guys up there want to screw up everything else. They want to control everybody. That's how they do it. They just like, we have a cause now. You, everybody, get these people over there to then get everybody else to go against it, then have the rest of the population go back and forth. Then they go back and forth. I think meanwhile we're gonna come down, put something in the water, put something in their food. Background, we're gonna create this mRNA stuff. I'm just gonna send it out to him. We're gonna create this bug burger. We'll just slowly trickle it out. See what happens. Maybe. Hey. So it's a trick. If you know it, no point. Just say, yeah, screw it. Cancel culture. You cancel me. I cancel you. Cancel everybody. Cancel. So what? I got canceled before. You got canceled before. Everybody got canceled before. So what? Move on. Find something else. You can do better than that. You can be more. Always think about that way. So you can be more. And if you're with something, you feel the solidarity thing. Don't say you're solidary. Say, I really believe in this right now. I'm not going to go full force with it, but I understand, so I'm with it. It's just the same thing with the Ukraine thing, the war over like Russia and stuff. I know both sides' stories. I know the multiple side stories, even before all this stuff came. I knew the history of it. It's just, okay, yes, I believe that part is the civilians, right, on both sides, getting, they got caught in it, right? We should help them, yeah, the money should go help them, but we should not give weapons to one side. We shouldn't sell weapons, we shouldn't sell anything to the one side, at all. Don't do that. Instead of helping public, it's like, okay, we're gonna shelter you somewhere else, temporarily put you up over here where the safety zone is, then let the wherever the soldiers, wherever they want to do, just let them fight, then we'll be back here. It's terrible, right? But if you ever read everything, history about any war, it's always by economics. Or something one side won, the other side have. Or somebody's always something someone wants and got the thing. They were enriching it and the other side say, no, we want it. Block. Right? It's always something. Economics. Or one side say, block, you cannot have this. And it's like, we need this to live. They would go to war for that. You know? And then there's the stupid ones. In the old days. You stole my queen. I'm gonna come and get you. All of you. Take over the land. There's stuff like that. I wonder if there's war that started with a bar fight. Like, we're fighting the bar. Why? I don't know. Guy look at me funny. And he started a war. years and years. It's like, why do we start this war? Because that can look at me funny. Unreasonable. Unreasonable at all. So it's either little mistakes like that, or it's mostly economics. It's always been economics. It could be something simple as, well, this country decided to go with the cryptocurrency instead of us central bank stuff. So we gotta stop them one way or another. Or it could be the other side, right? Then there's the other thing part of it. It's like, and that they meet, these leaders meet, this unofficial conference, whatever. Somebody from way up there says, you going to go to war with this guy will go to war, and here's how you're going to do it. And they follow the books. There's that one too. So it's such a, like, oh. And even something history with the World War II stuff, like, purposely said things in the newspaper and got everybody roused up to fight someone else. Purpose, like, holy cow, right? Not saying that one side is really bad. Yeah, the one side is really bad, but then the other side is really bad too, same way. It's just unbelievable. Now, some people say, oh, well, no, if we didn't have, here's the thing, we don't have wars, we won't have this high tech. Yes, true. There's some, it's always some benefits out of it, but it's not worth it. No. It's really worth it. It's really worth the ear pause you're wearing, you're listening music with. It's worth it with this my computer, like an Intel Core i7. Is it worth the NVIDIA GeForce RTX? The new one's coming out, 4080. Oh. Right. Is it worth it? Is it worth the wafers TSMC is making? Is it worth it with Tesla cars? All the airplanes we have? Is it worth it? Now, if we didn't have war, would this stuff come? Also, would this stuff show up, just, you know, advance? I'm sure you would. Yeah, just, this is us, human. All of us, with the consciousness, trying to figure out who we are. Well, what are we doing here? Why do we do this thing? And so the huge lesson, it's a big class, it involves all of those things. And that's what it is, really. You're supposed to learn from it. Even if you did the wrong thing, that's why you learn something from it. Hopefully, when you leave your body, you turn it around. Hopefully, that's what it is in the end. Or is it? Oh, I'm doing that ancient aliens. Or is it? Is this, but is it? Oh, I'm being smart. No, I'm not intellectual. Am I intellectual? I don't think so. I am bored right now. So I'm gonna go. So finally I went out of my way. Well, I didn't go out of my way, but I got 4 out of 5. I didn't finish 4 yet. But I got 5. Because it got Hot Wheel thing on there. I'm like, yes, I want that. Played a little bit last night. I'm like, wow, this is pretty cool. I like it. It definitely fixed the steering wheel thing. I had an issue with that for a while. But it works. It works, and I'm happy. I'll be doing that for a while. And I'm doing the 3D Piaggio Ape. Piaggio Ape. It's the Vespa truck. Almost finished. I just got a little parts I have to like research. Not sure what the drivetrain is like. There's two versions. The modern one with the independent shocks in the back. I'm like, ooh, that's nice. Then there's the traditional one, which is just one piece. It has a differential. Where the differential is in the back is the east turns, right? Goes side to side. But it's connected. So what the difference is, when it's connected like that, if you get a little bump or something, you hit something, one side goes down, right? Or goes up. And the other one, it will spin. Spin in the air, then it land, and it's like, it will slide like crazy. Just exactly what the Mustangs, like the older Mustangs, the newer ones, there's a model that has independent suspension in the back. They got a little better, but the ones with just one piece back, oh, those, man, they spin out and hit a tree. Same thing with the Corvette C7. Or like some of the Ferraris, like when you turn, while you're turning, you cannot floor pedals. You gotta wait till you're straight and go. Yeah, so I sound like Asian guy now. I am Asian guy. So, hey, I have to look for references and see what it is, because I'm building one that's not exactly like the real ones. I'm using the reference and build something totally different, just off by a little bit, and change the shape of it, make it a little more sleek, I guess. That's what I'm doing with it. I like the sleekness. So essentially, I'm building a different type of ape. And see what happens. If I can figure it out completely. But anyway, this is the end of chat. You people, this is the last song on Smashing Pumpkins. You guys have a wonderful Friday, one beautiful weekend. Stay cool, because I think it's going to be very warm. Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. It's pretty warm over here. Yeah, stay cool. Stay true. Stay, I don't know what. Yeah, don't go partly without correcting your English to party. You gotta say party. Yeah, have a great party this weekend, if you can. If not do it by yourself. Partay by yourself. Have a great day. Of July 29th, 2022. Be back on Monday, channel.